Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
A farm is a great place to grow up, but it's not always a safe place to grow up. That's why ADM is partnering with Farm Safety for Just Kids to increase awareness of hazards on the farm. Remember, farm chemicals should be locked up. Moving machinery parts should be shielded. Children should be supervised when working with livestock, and they should never play around grain piles, bins, or trucks. Join ADM and Farm Safety for Just Kids in making your farm a healthy, happy, and safe place for kids.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. As we contemplate writing the next farm bill, here are some considerations that you may want to think about. The number one fact of life is that farm bills are not written in a vacuum. They're subject to all the pressures and influences of the day. The farm economy condition hangs over the whole process like a huge blanket. Farmers and members of Congress may try to be totally objective, but that's not reality. The price of corn, of wheat, of soybeans all have something to say. How healthy is a national farm economy? Are farmland values holding up? Have we been ravaged with drought and weather problems? What limitations do our trade agreements place on our next farm bill? Are we optimistic about our future? What does the future look like? When the 85 Farm Bill was written, we had a large land set-aside program. We were setting aside some of the best land in the world. Now, how inefficient is that? We created, then, the Conservation Reserve Program to retire some 35 million acres of erosive land, taking out of production erosive land instead of great land. The next farm bills were designed to change the support system so that they would not encourage unneeded production. The last two farm bills have had to make adjustments to be in compliance with the World Trade Organization rules. Well, the next farm bill atmosphere is dramatically different from all the rest. Remember the farm bills of the 80s? They were designed to limit production to help keep prices up. But this bill will have us looking for more crop acres, not less. Keith Collins, USDA chief economist, says that we will need 10 million more corn acres to feed the ethanol plants. Is this a different challenge or what? I love it. Any thoughts you have? I can be reached at jblock@ofwlaw.com. Have a great week.